the Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Hey, I was wondering if you have questions that that you wonder about, you can email us anytime. You can text us, 60123. Violetta's pulling those all together again, right?
Yeah, we get them on Instagram and Facebook. Just slide into our DMs.
I received a text. This is a, hey, I was wondering that I have. I'm going to give you guys a little peek behind the curtain here. So last night, I'm sitting in my living room, prepping for the show, watching Dateline on OWN.
Oh, cool.
Love it.
Yeah, because I need that background. I don't need anything that requires a lot of attention or a lot of work. And, in fact, one of them came on, and I said, oh, this is the one where the guy buried the hammer behind the shed. That's what he used to kill her. My daughter looks at me, she goes, you got to stop watching this stuff.
Right, like, you know way too much.
Right. I know all of them. I've seen all of them, like, 7 times. Anyway, so my phone buzzes. And it's Melissa, which usually means one of two things. Something weird is happening in her life, or she's not coming to work for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
It's one of two things. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Which one of those two things will it be this time? So I open it up, and it says, you might like this, which I immediately know, oh, God, I'm not going to like this.
Oh, my gosh, stop.
And then it's a picture of what appears to be a book or a magazine. It's a picture of something up for bid, a set of 4 reference copy bank robbery president's masks that you can buy for $4,000. Now, why Melissa thinks I might like this is beyond me. There's President Reagan, and I realize, okay, well, this is from the movie Point Break.
Yeah.
Because they all dressed up as the dead presidents. That's how they dressed up in the old movie Point Break in order to rob banks. Thank you, Keanu Reeves. And I'm looking at that going, okay. Well, I don't really want to spend $4,000 on a bank robbery mask, but okay. I don't even respond. And then she says, going on auction soon.
Oh, my God.
And I say,
Yeah, there are the originals.
Okay.
They better be.
And I thought it's over. Okay, it's over. And I go back to my work. And I get another text from Melissa with another picture. This one, Rocky Balboa's jump rope.
Ooh.
For $7,000.
Wow.
Also, Rocky Balboa's speed bag for $5,000.
Okay.
Also on auction, also appearing in some kind of book. And I'm thinking, okay, well, why would I want that? Why would Melissa think I would want something to spend $7,000 on Rocky Balboa's jump rope? And my bigger question is not why Melissa would think that. My bigger question is, at 8 o'clock at night, what is Melissa looking at where she has a book that has weird auction items and she's spending her evening flipping through that?
Okay.
What is that?
So I was at my neighbor's getting ready to leave. We had dinner, and my girlfriend's husband is really into movies. He's friends with some movie people.
Oh, yeah, the ever-important movie people.
I don't really know who they
are. Does he sit around and roll doobies with them?
Doobie's a funny word.
No, it's really kind of an old word.
It's funny, though.
A little funny.
Well, as long as you're handling all the comedy.
So, anyway, he collects tons of artifacts and you name it, things from movies like the originals. Yeah, but all kinds of things. I mean, so because he's bought from this auction before, they send him this giant book. And I guess this is like the Sotheby's of, you know, the fancy
movie memorabilia.
Exactly.
Right.
And so it's very expensive. I think it comes out of London. And so he looks through it. So we were just looking through it, and I saw that. Like, they even have the Jumanji game book and all the pieces in there.
That's
like
cool.
$50,000.
All right, that you should get.
I just thought it was really cool. I've never seen anything like that before.
Right.
And I didn't even know
what
that
stuff
went
on. What has he purchased out of that? Like, what memorabilia does he have from what movie that we might know?
Gosh, he has so many things. Whether he purchased it out of there or not, I don't know.
Or just in general, what does he have that we might know?
The Freddy Krueger hand with the long...
I got it.
The Freddy Krueger hand with the long blades.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He's got that.
One of the actual ones from the movie.
Yeah, and the Jason mask.
So this guy has a very dark serial killer side.
Yeah, well, he does love...
Slasher.
Yeah, he likes scary movie things. He loves some of the old stuff, but he has things from other movies, too.
Got it.
He's got some artwork from the Beatles, so things like that. So, yeah, it's really
Are you
cool.
going to buy anything out of there?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's a bit expensive, but it was really cool to look at.
Right.
And I thought, I saw Point Break.
You immediately thought of me. When you saw Point Break and Rocky.
Yeah totally. Because you always talk about Point Break and you play that little drop from Keanu Reeves and stuff. And I thought maybe that might be something you would like.
I
something
always talk
different
about
for
what
for
a terrible
Christmas.
Movie it is.
I know, but you watched it a lot, right?
I have, and it is a terrible movie. Yeah.
So it might be, it's just something kind of fun and it's different.
Got it.
You know, that you can display as art in your home. And I thought that was kind of cool.
Well, I'll consider a bank robbery mask for Point Break to display as art in my home.
Yeah.
The top three things if Melissa or Violetta was your personal assistant that you would want them to do. Look at this. See, you're immediately both going to be out.
Why?
Tell them, Elizabeth, what you need.
Be my kid's e-learning teacher.
Okay, I'm out. No, I could do it.
No way.
Oh, my God. No way.
I used to tutor.
You would last 4 seconds.
I know how to talk to kids.
You need them to do what, Renee?
I need somebody to send every birthday card, anniversary card, Mother's Day, Father's Day, and gifts.
Can you guys handle that?
Oh, yeah. Do
Remember
I have to write
birthdays,
them?
Birthdays, anniversaries, et cetera.
Yeah.
In at number three, Nick, you need him to do what?
Taste test bourbons and introduce me to new ones.
Taste test new bourbons.
Oh, sure.
I got you.
Yeah?
Not
you
could
do that? You both could. You don't
taste
like bourbon.
Test? Yeah, but I could taste test it and
pick a good one. I think you could do this one. Bill, at number two, you need them to what?
Make sure I always have salt for my margaritas.
Always have salt in his margaritas.
Not a problem.
Handle that. All right. And finally, in at number one, it's basic, it's direct, but I don't know how you feel about what, Mary?
Well, good morning. And you know what? My feet sometimes hurt, so I would really need a foot massage from you guys.
Uh-huh. How do you guys feel about rubbing Mary's feet?
If you were wearing socks, I could do it. If you washed your feet, I would do it.
Oh, I would wash my feet, but I really would like a good foot massage.
Oh, without
What if
socks?
Mary came in from a long day on the construction site? Then what?
Shower up and
not the wash.
Yeah.
She pulls them out of the old
babies.
Work boots and sets them up and goes, star rubbing.
Yeah, I don't know if the personal assistant gets to make the call on the showers. That's Mary's call. It's like, I'll shower if I want to, and I'll wear the dirty socks if I want to, too. I'm paying
Mary
you.
Mary might say, I'm going to go walk around in the street for a little while before I do this barefoot.
Yeah. Who works for whom?
Hi, Dr. Most. Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer with Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Hi, Dr. Most.
Good morning, Eric. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hi,
great. How are you this morning?
Good.
I don't know, even as a medical professional, if you are aware, if you don't wear it, it don't work.
Eric, you would be surprised, right? Look how many people wear it around their chin or don't cover their nose. So, absolutely
we need
to wear them.
I think those people are only doing, I think they know. I just think they're like, I can't breathe, so I'm just going to do this.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, don't you think? Something like that.
It's all comfort.
Now, Dr. Most, we were talking about it earlier, and I know everybody's talking about it. The going back to school now that we're into August, and it's getting to be back to school time, and many districts all over the greater Chicagoland area are approaching it in many different ways. What are your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, this is a really, obviously, a tough question. And from the science and the medical point of view, we need to make sure that we have the balance. You know, the balance of education and safety as well as the balance of health. And, you know, when we look at across the entire country, not just looking at the microcosm of Chicago, but there's a lot of issues that go on, right? 22 million children rely on the school meal program for their daily nutrition. 20% of child abuse and neglect is identified by teachers. You know, learning disabilities, the vast majority identified by teachers. So we really have to make sure that we balance the social side of it as well as the health side of it along with the educational side of it. And everybody's situation is different. How many single parents do we have out there that say, I can't teach my child at home. I have to go to work.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you say, creating balance. And Whip was just talking about what's going on in Downers Grove, that that there have been death threats about because Downers Grove was sending kids back to school. I mentioned earlier that I talked to someone who said the kids in their district are staying home, but the teachers are going back into their classrooms to do e-learning from their classrooms and use everything that their classroom has to offer. Then you hear, you know, some kids are going back half days. Is there a best way to go about this? Is there a way that if you had kids going back to school, you would want it done?
Yeah, I am really big with the hybrid program. I mean, I think the good thing about the hybrid program is the kids still get some of the social interaction, which is important for their mental health as well as their development. It gives them some also face-to-face interaction versus looking at a computer screen. And then also it allows for this, the physical distancing. We couldn't put everybody back at the exact same time just because the schools aren't built that way. But if we did a hybrid approach, you'd get the benefits of both sides. You'd get the mental health, the disability side, the nutritional side, as well as now making it a safe environment for both the teachers and the students.
From a medical standpoint, do you think that, or what do you think would be a good number of students in a classroom? I mean, are you thinking 5? Are you thinking 10, as long as they're wearing masks? And what do you think they might, what might be the best idea?
Yeah, Melissa, I think the interesting part about that question is it almost varies by age, because I can tell you that keeping a mask on a 7-year-old is a lot more difficult than trying to keep a mask on a 12-year-old. Telling a 12-year-old to physically distance is a lot more difficult than a 7-year-old. So unless you have the teachers in the classroom with assistance, you really are going to have to vary that based on the ages to make sure that it's safe in the classroom. No use bringing them back if they're going to interact closely with each other, not wear masks. You defeated the entire purpose of doing it. So really, it's a hybrid of the hybrid to figure out how many can actually come back into the classroom. Again, it's about minimizing the spread of that virus to anybody so that those kids aren't taking it home as well.
Dr. Most, I was at my dentist yesterday, who kind of reminds me of you. I just realized this. Anyway, he was talking to me a lot.
You're not doing that on the side now, are you?
But, no,
boy,
no.
Boy, just cause that much pain?
No. Just the way that you guys talk and how knowledgeable you are, et cetera. Anyway, long story short is that he was telling me about his ideas for airflow in the classrooms and what he would do and the way he would set up the ventilation, where he would put an air filter in the back of the room. Do you have thoughts on that in a way that would make it more safe, even if, like, assuming everybody or a large number goes back, make it as safe as possible with the building?
Absolutely. So when you look at ventilation, there's a couple things that we look at is how often does the air get circulated within a certain hour. Here in the hospital, we have rooms that circulate, you know, 30 times an hour. In schools, a lot of these schools aren't built for that ventilation, but it's something that we should have thought about all during the summer. If we can make these negative airflow, in other words, all of the air gets pushed outside, that's exactly what we do with a COVID patient here in the hospital. We put them in a room so that none of the air that they're breathing, you know, is going to go back into the inside of the hospital. It gets all dissipated out the windows.
Yeah.
Not a very expensive way to do it, but certainly if you had a fan or any kind of system that would blow the air out, it's going to draw it from the inside of the school out. You know that you're not going to have aerosolized particles now walking around in the classroom as well as in the hallways.
Now, where do we currently stand from a vaccine standpoint and moving forward as we head into fall?
Yeah, you know, the vaccine, that's probably the best story. You know, we look at the Moderna study that just started the phase 3 last week here in Chicago, as well as 89 other sites, 30,000 volunteers. That one is going really well. We'll roll out here at Northwestern the AstraZeneca in later this month, and that's the one from Cambridge, which is very promising. Johnson & Johnson will roll out in September. Novavax will roll out in October, and Pfizer's already rolling out. You will have 5 studies going on with 30,000 people. We will get a good vaccine out of this. It's then going to come down to production time.
And then, but when it does, I mean, in your industry, what are they saying? Are they saying January, March, July? What do
yeah.
they think?
Yeah, Melissa, you know, it's interesting when we look at the number of vaccine that they can produce. Obviously, the supply and demand issue is going to be there, right? So we're going to have vaccine that's going to be produced, but is it going to get into the hands of the general public, Or is it going to go to the first responders, the healthcare workers, the teachers, and really we'll be looking more towards the summer by the time we get enough to do the general population? That is going to be the biggest question, is how much can they produce, and then how are we going to make sure we distribute this in the smartest way we can to make the biggest impact?
Are you seeing, one other quick question before we let you go, Dr. Most, are you seeing at your hospital or hearing from other hospitals, because, you know, we keep hearing about the increased number of positive tests, but the death rate going down. Are you seeing the same thing where we seem to be having more people catching it but having less symptoms or being asymptomatic?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're seeing. You know, we know that this new strain came in early in June, and it seems to be the predominant strain right now, and it actually is more infectious but seems to have less symptoms that it's causing individuals. The other thing we're really seeing is the increase in those ages 10 to 19 and 20 to 29. Just for us in DuPage County, 10 to 19, it used to be 5% of our positive tests. Now they're 20%. The 20 to 29s used to be 15%. Now they're over 25%. So we're starting to see that younger, socially active group start to test more positive, which is not surprising knowing what's going on in this new strain, which is more infectious. In other words, it can spread quicker, but doesn't cause as bad as symptoms.
All right. So if you're going to have any positive at all, that second part of that statement would be the positive.
Yeah. I think that's the second part. You know, especially going back to school with kids, you know, we know that children actually do very well with this illness. It's going to be how can we protect those around them, which are the teachers and then the grandparents at home. And so kids actually do very well with this illness. So we've seen this even in that 10 to 19. They're highly infectious. They're going to spread it, so you're going to have to be very careful. But they do very well with the illness.
All right, it's Dr. Kevin Most, the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Always enjoy your insight, Dr. Most. Thank you.
Take care, guys. Talk to you soon.
See you later.
Only works if you wear it.
Only works if you wear it. Is this a hard question?
Some
people are having some difficulty with this. 312-233-1019. I thought this would be an easy question. This is a tough one. You folks can't come up with the answer to this one? Mm. Wow.
I think it's easier to think what your parents thought you were going to be and see if they're right, because I feel like all of us have had expectations.
Well, of course, that's easy for you to say because you don't have kids.
Yeah, that's right. My
perspective. Kids, you'd be like, I know what that one's going
right.
to be. I know what that one's going to be. Why? What did your parents think you were going to be?
My parents just thought I was going to be married.
Yeah, well. It's always next year. hi there, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So this survey says most parents think they already know what their kids are going to be when they grow up.
Yeah, well, I've got my son is 4, and I know he's going to be a lawyer.
You just know it.
I know it. He can negotiate with the best of them. I happen to be a lawyer, and he beats me every time.
You're already seeing from a genetic standpoint it kicking in.
Right, handed it down.
All right,
I got a 2-year-old daughter, though, too.
Yeah?
She is going to be the first female president.
Aww. Really, you're certain of that?
All right.
Yeah, and why is that?
This girl is so smart, so strong, but she's also the most caring girl in the world.
Yeah, she can't be president, then.
Oh, my God, you're the sweetest guy.
Yeah. I don't know if that fits into the Oval Office or not. I guess we'll find out, right?
Yeah.
She can make it happen.
Let's hope she gets into the Oval Office.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Hi, August.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hi. It says the majority of parents think they already know what their kids are going to be when they grow up.
Right. So I have 3 boys, and ever since they were little, I've made jokes about knowing what they were going to be. So my oldest, I said he's going to be a chef.
All right.
He is now in culinary school.
Well, look at that. You called that one right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So my middle one is going to be a creative. He's obsessed with it. Since he was little, I always said he's going to write a book about our family, so we have to be careful what we do.
All right. So your middle one's going to write a tell-all. All right,
yes.
You got that.
And my little one, a veterinarian.
Veterinarian. Okay. How old is your little one?
Well, now he's 13.
Uh-huh.
So, and they're all pursuing those things, and not because I push them.
Right. No, let's clarify that. We should write all these down, and then we should have the next morning show that comes on after us when we're fired call you back in like 6 years and ask you if you're right.
Oh, my God.
Right. So we will leave a note for the next morning show.
Just post it right there on the wall.
Yeah, let's put her up so the next morning show can check in and see if they were right. Are you ready?
Yes. Hey. Hey.
Never have I ever gone and wedding crashed. Right. Or I down and dashed. Went to work smashed. Never have I ever.
All right, we got our contestant. There you go. Hey, all right. Never have I ever. Hi there, Gina.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Are you willing and ready and able to compete in the first ever Eric in the Morning installment of Never Have I Ever?
Absolutely.
All right.
Thinking
okay.
I'm
going to
beat some butt this morning.
All right. We're butt beating butt around here. That's good to hear. All right. Now, I've kind of thought through, based on how you guys have described it, the best way to go about this. So I have 10 items.
Okay.
10 items, and they will build from mild to a little more questionable behavior. Okay? 10 items. Now, each of these items, as I read it off, all of you either need to say never, if you never have, or ever. Should we use ever or should we use a different word?
Wait, that's confusing. No.
I know. I'm just trying to use never and ever.
Never and have.
I know that.
Never and have.
Okay. All right. So just, it doesn't sound as good, but we'll do have.
Okay.
So never, if you haven't, have, if you have. And we'll see who gets the most points. And just for competing, Gina, you're going to get valuable prizes, okay?
All right. Let's go.
All right. Huh. Are you ready, Melissa?
I'm ready.
All right. Are you ready, Whip?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to predict Whip has zero.
I may.
Well, that's my question. So do you want more points or less points?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to explain something to you. Gina's going to win and you're going to lose.
Okay? Oh, my God. You don't have to be mean about it.
I'm not being mean.
Wondering.
I'm just saying this is just, for our purposes, there's really no winner or loser except Gina who walks away and they win.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
No,
don't overthink it, Violetta.
I get it.
All right. Do you understand how to play?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to predict Whip has zero.
Okay.
Melissa has four.
Wow.
Four.
Okay.
And Violetta has five. And Gina has nine. Okay.
All right. Gina.
All right.
Gina.
All right. Never, if you haven't. Have, if you have. Here we go. Item number one, never have I ever. Lurked on my ex's social media. Lurked on my ex's social media. Melissa.
Have.
Whip.
Never.
Violetta.
Have.
Gina.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, here we go. Keep track of your haves. Not overly surprised by all those answers. Not overly surprised. Number two, never have I ever. DM'd a celebrity. Melissa.
Have.
You have?
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh.
Celeste Barber.
Oh, that's right.
That's
that's
a never.
Opposite sex?
That's a never.
What?
That's not a celebrity.
Yes, she is.
Whip, DM the celebrity.
No, never.
Never. There we go. See, I'm going to get Whip zero here. Violetta.
Of course.
Who?
I'd like a bunch of people.
Give me one.
And a couple. I DM'd Mark Cuban once.
Mark Cuban. Gina, DM'd a celebrity.
I have, yep.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
Okay, who?
Who was it?
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain.
Oh, hi. Did she respond?
No.
Oh, man.
I was really hoping she would, though.
Oh, man. All right. Keeping track. Keeping track. Whip still with zero.
I did DM the Census Cowboy. Does that count?
No.
Can I go back?
Okay. He's a bigger celebrity than Celeste Barber. Melissa's been pushing this woman on me forever.
She's got like 8 million followers.
Number have I ever. Number three, snuck out of the house. Melissa.
Have.
Whip.
I don't even think so.
Oh, my God.
I told you.
Oh, my gosh, Whip.
Violetta.
Yeah. Have.
Uh-huh. And Gina.
Absolutely.
Ah, look at that. You girls have done everything. Whip's done nothing.
These are the nice ones.
These are the ones, the mild ones. On to number four. This one may be Whip, but maybe not.
Oh, okay.
Place your bets.
Lied to my parents about where I was going.
Oh, jeez.
Melissa.
Have.
Whip.
I don't think I did.
Oh, my God. I still do.
Violetta.
Have.
Gina.
Never successfully, but I have.
Uh-huh. Okay. You guys have done everything. You're all bad girls.
No, I'm not. Oh my God. Bad girls are good.
Okay, this one may be nobody. You ready?
No.
Never have I ever. Number five. Seen a ghost. Seen a ghost. Melissa.
Have.
Have. Okay. Whip.
No.
Okay. Violetta.
No.
Aha. Gina.
No.
Only Melissa.
I have.
When did you see a ghost?
It was evil. I swear I saw it. When I first moved into my house 5 years ago, I swear I saw like a black, like evil thing, like moving its way across the floor out of the corner of my eye. And when I looked, there was nothing there.
Cool.
It was like a black, like almost like
apparition.
A cloud, like a like a blobby cloud,
like black smoke rolling across.
It was gross.
Okay. All right, Melissa's keeping the streak alive. She's 5 for 5. By my count, Violetta and Gina are 4 for 5. Whip is rolling the zero.
No,
all right, here we go. Number 6 of the 10. Never have I ever been kicked out of a party. Been kicked out of a party. Melissa.
Never.
Violetta.
I have.
Gina.
I don't think I have, which is pretty surprising, but no. No, I haven't.
Whip.
I have.
You have?
Yes, I have.
What?
All right, what was the story there?
We were in college. Maybe it was
college.
High school, but I think it was college. Anyway, long story short is, I think some friends and I were talking smack about our other friend's girlfriend, and then the friend kicked me out of the girlfriend's house. It was her house, and I got kicked out of her house by her boyfriend.
So he came over and said, you're going to need to leave.
Yes. It was really awkward and weird. Yeah.
Wow. Daredevil, Whip.
Whip's
talking
got one.
Smack.
Yep. Whip's got one. All right. Never have I ever hooked up outdoors. Hooked up outdoors. Let's start with Gina. Let's start with Gina on that one. Gina hooked up outdoors.
In many, many places, yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh my
She's
gosh,
a love
Gina.
Machine.
I love you.
Let's go to Violetta.
What's your definition of hooked up?
Oh, you know. Come on.
Okay. I'm going to say I have.
Uh-huh. Melissa.
Have.
And watch
have,
this.
Have.
Whip.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Oh, my God. I love that he's not sure.
You don't think so.
Well, I'm really, really searching the memory bank here, and I can't come up with one. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. Never have I
ever.
Never
under the bleachers?
Three more to go. Never have I ever regretted a piercing or tattoo. We already know Melissa's answer.
Never.
We already know Violetta's answer.
I have.
Oh, really? You've regretted a piercing or a tattoo?
Yes.
Which one?
Must I go further? No, a piercing.
Aha, Whip.
I don't think so.
No. Gina.
I have. And does it count if it's for two, if it's one of each?
Yes. Even better.
Get an 11 out of 10 questions.
See, Violetta, I told you our caller would win. Look at this.
I know. She's
wow. out of control. All right, never have I ever. Two more to go. You ready?
Okay, let's go.
Never have I ever drunk texted my ex.
What?
Drunk texted my ex. Sent your ex a text after having a couple. Melissa.
Have.
Whip.
No.
Never.
Happily have.
Violetta, yes. Gina.
No, but I've called them repetitively.
Aha. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And finally, number 10. Never have I ever sent a nude to the wrong person.
Oh my God.
Sent a nude to the wrong person. Melissa.
Never.
Gina.
No, never.
Violetta.
You know, I think I have.
Ah. Watch this. Whip.
Does Celeste Barber count as the wrong person? No, I have not.
Never. Never. There it is right there.
Hey. Yeah. Never have I ever gone to wedding crash.
Right.
Or I done and dashed. Went to work smashed. Never have I ever.
Wow. Yeah. Why am I naked? Well, it's because you've been drinking this. That's why. 2,000 respondents, when asked about becoming nude in public, 685 said, well, yeah, that's happened. And the majority said it was because I was drinking this.
Oh, my gosh.
Any thoughts, Melissa?
Man, I had it, too. I'm going to go with tequila.
Any thoughts, Whip?
Yeah, I mean, nonstop beer.
Any thoughts, Violetta?
Whiskey makes me frisky.
What are your thoughts there, Angela?
I thought tequila, too.
Tequila. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of people emailing that, too. That is not correct.
Mm.
In fact, that's in third place.
Oh.
for getting naked.
Okay.
In public.
All right.
No. The majority of respondents said, oh, the reason I took off my top in public was because I was drinking what, Lori?
Too much vodka.
There it is, right there. Too much vodka. Top comes off.
Oh.
Yeah, I could see that.
Vodka.
Okay.
That's never happened to you, has it, Lori?
You know, I've had many blackouts with vodka.
Well, congratulations.
All right.
I'll tell you, I have stacked up those blackouts, though.
So probably.
Yeah. I might have lost my pants for all I know.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad you brought up blackouts, Lori.
Oh, my
Because
God.
The, on average, tequila drinkers top the blackout list, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Vodka drinkers get naked. Tequila drinkers black out.
Okay. All right, all right.
Tequila drinkers black out about 3.85 times a year. 10% of drinkers have been arrested in public while intoxicated. Wow, 10%. It's a big number.
Mm, yeah, it is.
People are most likely to get a drunk tattoo while drinking.
Tequila. Oh. Vodka.
Bourbon.
Vodka.
Ah.
Mm. All right, let's get back to the nude. Here are your top ones of getting nude in public if you've been drinking. Vodka at number one.
Okay.
Rum at number two.
Oh, rum vacation rum.
Yeah. Tequila at number three. There's your whiskey at number four, Melissa, or Violetta. Mm-hmm. Gin at number five, and scotch at number six. That's the order of drinking. If you drink those, you'll get naked in public.
Are you a scotch drinker?
I do enjoy some scotch, but I keep my shirt on. Okay. Nobody wants to see that off. when it comes to getting that too while drunk, no regrets. Of course, I told you vodka was number one on that one. Rum, number two. Tequila, number three. Whiskey, number four. And gin, number five. Mm. You're on those. You're likely to get inked up. Good information to have. This is the reason why when I'm with my dad, we only watch sports.
Safe.
Yeah, it's safe. True. Yeah. My dad a couple times like, well, let's see what's on Netflix. I'm like, let's not.
Yeah, no. Nothing
let's
good.
Let's not see what's on Netflix. Let's watch college lacrosse.
Nothing bad can happen here.
At least you think so, right?
Right.
312-233-1019. Jason Biggs shared that the most embarrassing moment of watching TV or films with his mom and dad were when they turned on American Pie. He's in it. He should know better.
I can't believe he even did that.
You accidentally watched it with your parents. Christina.
Bridesmaids with my mother.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that has a couple of moments.
Horrifying.
Yeah, horrifying is right.
Oh, God.
I was horrified when I watched it and she had to sit in the sink.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's so funny, Melissa McCarthy.
The embarrassing thing you watched with your parents, Zach.
Bucky Larson, Born to be a Star.
Bucky Larson, Born to be a Star?
I've seen it, but I mean, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it. What's so bad about it?
It's one of the guys from the Benchwarmers. He's trying to be a porn star, and he's got the fuck too.
Exactly.
There you go.
All you need to say.
Yeah. Bucky Larson actually wants to be a porn star. Oh, we should sit down and watch this, Mom.
Right, on Sunday.
Come on. Hi there, Ann. You accidentally watched it with your parents.
Actually, with my 95-year-old father-in-law, every year we have a tradition of watching Love Actually on Christmas night as a family.
Uh-huh.
And we completely forgot about the couple that meet as the stand-in porn stars. And we kind of cringed. My husband and I looked at each other and we thought, oh, shoot, we forgot about this part. So we sat there and watched porn stand-in with my 95-year-old father-in-law.
Ah, he loved
it. And that scene, those scenes between those two are so awkward, too.
I'm so glad I missed that. Yeah, 312-233-1019. I'm Morgan.
Hi.
Accidentally watched it with your parents?
My mother took me and a friend in high school, the 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, she made it 5 minutes in when he starts talking about the donkey show. She was like, oh, my God, what did I do?
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. You watched what with your parents, Sherry?
I went with my mom, and we went and saw Ted.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
You think it's a teddy bear movie, but...
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
I was more mortified than she was. She wanted to later go see Ted, too, when it came out.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Mom.
Ted's the winner right there.
Yeah.
The Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review,
and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.